From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. troops could be deployed in ground attacks against Islamic State militants. That's the message from Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, and U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, testifying earlier on Capitol Hill. U.S. military advisors are already on the ground, helping the Iraqi government in the fight against ISIS, but this was the first time U.S. military chiefs have suggested there could be boots on the ground deployed on combat missions. Washington correspondent Nina Maria Potts reports.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said at some point he would recommend to President Obama that American military personnel would accompany Iraqi troops into battle against Islamic State militants. There are some 1,600 U.S. troops on the ground already in Iraq, but President Obama insists they're only authorized to defend themselves and have not engaged in combat.
The United Nations is calling for $1 billion to fight the spread of the Ebola virus. The appeal amount is a tenfold increase in the figure asked for just 1 month ago. Nick Harper reports from the UN in New York.
The UN's World Health Organization has described the worsening Ebola crisis as unparalleled in modern times. Announcing the $1 billion figure, the UN Ebola coordinator, David Nabarro, said the outbreak is advancing at such a speed as to make the dramatic increase in funds necessary. It's a tenfold increase on the $100 million amount the UN estimated it would need 4 weeks ago. The WHO now puts the death toll at almost 2,500 people, half of the almost 5,000 infected by the virus.
The UN's call for fiscal aid comes as U.S. President Barack Obama is set to announce that the American military will take the lead in dealing with the worst Ebola outbreak in history. Operation United Assistance will see up to 3,000 military personnel sent to the region in an effort that could cost up to $750 million. The Ukrainian government, under President Petro Poroshenko, has adopted a new law to allow self-rule for rebel-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. Kiev has also granted an amnesty to pro-Russian fighters under the ceasefire agreement made on September the 5th. Jack Perak has more from Moscow.
The ceasefire agreement between Ukraine and Russia means separatists captured by the Ukrainian government forces should now be released. The rebels should then leave the government buildings they're occupying, release their prisoners and surrender their weapons. However, many of the rebels say allowing self-rule, but under the new Ukrainian government, is unacceptable and are calling for full independence to form a country called Novorossiya. It all comes amid reports of heavy and persistent shelling in the eastern Ukrainian regions of Luhansk and Donetsk, raising even more questions about the shaky ceasefire.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. British Prime Minister David Cameron has ruled out the creation of an English Parliament in the wake of Scotland's independence vote on Thursday. With London politicians promising Scotland more powers if it stays part of the UK, there are growing calls for a separate governing body for England. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
David Cameron says he will look at separate powers for England, but that for now he's concentrating on campaigning to keep Scotland in the United Kingdom. He insists, however, that we are not remotely near moves towards a distinct English Parliament. Prime Minister acknowledges a problem to be addressed is the anomaly that allows Scottish MPs to vote on English issues at Westminster, but not the other way around. And senior Conservatives say if Scotland's Parliament is to receive extra powers over tax and spending, then England should too, via its own parliament.
And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is drafting a battle plan to clamp down on Google-style tax dodging. Many technology firms are moving their profile to tax havens such as Bermuda or Grand Cayman to avoid paying more than $100 billion a year in the U.S. and Europe. Here's Rebecca Bowering from San Francisco.
The Paris-based research institute, the OECD, has been scrutinizing the tax avoidance tactics of companies like Google, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Starbucks. It recommends governments take action by imposing a country-by-country reporting regime on multinationals to make it harder for them to shift profits offshore. And it suggests giving valuable patent rights to shell companies based in tax havens. The proposals will be presented to G20 finance ministers in Australia later this week. All OECD members and 10 other countries, including China and Russia, have approved the plans. It's estimated that corporate tax inversion costs the U.S. alone at least $100 billion a year.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.